Finally, today we want to honor someone whose work fired the imaginations of many children and their parents. Award-winning author and illustrator Maurice Sendak died today at the age of 83. Maurice Sendak is best known for that classic children's book, Where the Wild Things Are. He wrote and illustrated the story of the mischievous hero, Max, who gets sent to bed without dinner, and his imagination takes him to a land of colorful giant monsters. Where the Wild Things Are was a huge hit when it was published in 1963, earning Maurice Sendak international acclaim and a Caldecott Medal. Sendak's other titles include In the Night Kitchen, Outside Over There, Chicken Soup with Rice, and the recently published Bumble Artie. Sendak was born June 10, 1928, a year before the Great Depression. Sendak's parents were Jewish-Polish immigrants, and much of his extended family died in Nazi concentration camps. Sendak often said he didn't have a happy childhood. Here's a clip from an interview he did with NPR's Steve Inskeep in 2006.
I think it is unnatural to think that there is such a thing as a blue-sky, white-clouded, happy childhood for anybody. Childhood is a very, very tricky business of surviving it.
My brother's book, a book written and illustrated by Sendak, is scheduled to be published next February. And we want to leave you with a reading by NPR's Tom Cole of Sendak's Where the Wild Things Are.
Max said, "Be still," and tamed them with the magic trick of staring into all their yellow eyes without blinking once. And they were frightened and called him the most wild thing of all, and made him king of all wild things. "And now," cried Max, "let the wild rumpus start."
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.